Do you know He is risen? If so, how will you live your life differently? Do you want to live in a brighter future? Hi, this is Leslie V, and you're listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today. Every Monday, I have a new Motivation Meditation with Leslie V to encourage you throughout the week. Also, I would like to invite you to catch up or revisit past recordings. Let's get started today with, do you know He is risen? As a result of Motivation Meditation with Leslie V, a devotional style study, we receive tools to live your best life ever, overcome weaknesses, grow in a deeper personal relationship with God, and fulfill your God-given destiny. You are encouraged and motivated to gain a practical understanding of the Word of God. Do you know anyone who could benefit from this? Growing up, we sang a song about Sister Mary. We talked about her running. We sang about her looking for her Lord. When I read John 20, I saw where this might have come from. John 20, verses 1 and 2. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, and seeth the stone taken away. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and said unto him, They have taken away the Lord, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple. They had to go check out to see if what Mary said was true. They went in, also the other disciple, which came, and he saw, and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. Sometimes people go home too early. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked in, and seeth the two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Mary didn't go home too early. She saw something the other disciples didn't see. She heard something personal that they did not hear. If you hang out with God a little longer, He will reveal something to you that no one else has gotten yet. Then, when God releases you, you have something to tell. They say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. In the midst of the troubling circumstances, she didn't even recognize Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Mary did exactly what Jesus said to do. She went and told the disciples. She didn't say, you missed it, too bad, too sad. If you had stayed a little longer, you would have heard it too. No, Mary came and told the disciples. It's time for you to tell somebody that he is risen. Let them know what he has done for you. Show them how the resurrection of Jesus Christ has changed your life. As far as the tomb is concerned, he is not there. He is risen. What is your next step? Because of the resurrection, you have God's power to live the life he created you to live. Thank you, Jesus, for rising from the dead and saving me. I'm ready for my next step. Are you? Yes, I can. Yes, you can. I help successful Christian women go from stuck to the sweet spot in the kingdom. She is tired of being stuck, doing the same old thing day in and day out. She is stuck in her comfort zone, yet she knows God has more in store for her. Also, she is ready to get in the game and do her part. If that resonates with you, if that sounds like you, and you're ready to move, you need some encouragement in this area, drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com and write ready. We can get on a call to discuss your next sweet spot. In this new year, you can fulfill God's plan for your life. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. Take some time to do some homework. Set aside time this week and think about how God has changed your life. Set aside time this week to answer the questions in this podcast. Meditate on scriptures in this podcast. Ask Him where you can benefit in this world. Invite Him to use you. Write the revelations you receive. I hope to motivate you to find your purpose in life and fulfill it. That's what I want for my life and yours. You can fulfill God's will for your life. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. You've been listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. I'll be here every Monday, motivating and encouraging you. Drop me a line and let me know how this has motivated you to find your purpose in life. Let me know how you're challenged to walk in your divine destiny. Drop me a line at LeslieV@findyoursweetspotseries.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today and share with a friend. I would like to give a shout out to Katie. Hi, Katie. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. God bless you in Jesus' name.